This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An expert in China warns that the new strain of virus originating from the Chinese city of Wuhan could be gaining strength and increasing its ability to transfer from one person to another. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
The death of the first patient outside China puts additional pressure on health authorities worldwide to boost measures to protect their citizens. The United States, Australia, and an increasing number of other countries have barred the arrival of foreigners from China, but they cannot bar their own citizens from returning home. France has set up two quarantine centers where its citizens have to spend 2 weeks under observation before they can go home.
We are obviously monitoring the health situation of each of these people very closely, and everything is organized to ensure that there are no infections should any occur.
More than 300 people have died in the coronavirus outbreak in China, most of them in the central Hubei province. More than 14,000 people have been infected in 24 countries. Zlatica Hulk, VOA News, Washington.
The first nominating contest in the 2020 presidential election kicks off this Monday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Now is the time to end the complaining. Now is the time for action.
On the eve of the Iowa caucuses, Democratic presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden have been hustling across the state.
I do have a nickname I want to give him. Former President.
Trying to fire up supporters and make one last appeal to people still struggling to make a final decision.
Every single time my party has won the White House in the last 50 years.
Pete Buttigieg.
We have done it with a candidate who is new.
Amy Klobuchar.
We have people that want to come with us, and we need a candidate that's going to bring them with us instead of shutting them out.
And we better come together to meet that goal. We are going to beat Donald Trump.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is